We have a water treatment plant at Dry Creek, which provides water to the community of Warm Springs and that Sunnyside, Upper Dry Creek, Industrial Park, Olive Campus, Greeley Heights, Tenino Apartments, West Hills, and then some businesses that are located, and businesses and residences located along Highway 26. And so the water from Dry Creek travels through the system, the water distribution system, to Tiwi Tower, which is located in Sunnyside. And from there, it is gravity fed into the system. That means that there's no pumps or anything. It's just flowing through the system. And when you have a lot of water traveling, you have pressure that comes with that. And in our water distribution system here in Warm Springs, we have 7 stations. And these stations, let's imagine like a concrete box in the ground, and it's a big box. It's something that you could climb down, physically climb down into, and inside of that box, there's a number of pressure-reducing valves, and then there's also electrical work in them, and there's pipes running through it. And the purpose of those stations, and the station that is of greatest concern right now, is the George Street Station in Upper Dry Creek. What happens in those stations is the water pipes come through there, and there's these valves, and the valves reduce the pressure. So it's kind of like if you have a hose running in your yard, and it's just running water out, and you step on it, the water will come out less. And so these valves kind of work like that. They reduce the pressure and they step it down so that as it travels through our water distribution system, it doesn't blow everybody's pipes out. It works, right? The problem that we're having is we have these stations and these pressure reducing valves, which haven't been maintained over the years. And so they're failing. And it's happening in a number of these stations, but the George Street station is especially critical. The reason that it's critical is that's the first station that the pressure steps down as it travels down the hill to the Shetite Creek. The Shetite Creek is the lowest part of our system. So we had a break last fall down by the Shetite Creek, which utilities fixed, and they did a good job of fixing it. But because we didn't fix the problems with the pressure and the ability to control pressure, we had another break, and then we had another break, and then we had the break under the river. So we've made those fixes, and these fixes, especially for the Shetite Creek crossing, are considered temporary, and temporary is a couple of years. So we don't want this to become temporary permanent, because we know this isn't the permanent fix. What we're now working on and have been working on since we finished the Shetite Creek crossing fix is dealing with those pressure-reducing valves in the stations. So going back to our imaginary concrete box, you can open up a hatch and then you can take a ladder down and you're in the box and it's noisy and there's pressure reducing valves and it sounds like water rushing through there. That box at George Street is completely full of water. So if you open the hatch, what you see is water. So you can't just get in there and do the work. And there's some challenges around one, making sure it's safe for our folks to get into and do the needed repairs. But also, it's not just those valves, because it's been inundated water. Now you've got issues with the electrical stuff that you got to fix. And you've got other things that you got to fix, because it's not just the pressure reducing valves in there. So George Street is the first station that we're going to be working on, and we will start construction on Monday, July 29th.